There we go. And it's ready.
It's ready.
Yep.
It's ready, Freddy, so I guess we'll go. Here we go.
This is C. Michael Hall, writer and creator of Ape Entertainment's Hell Dorado, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And in today, we are going to be looking at the Structure Deck from Konami. This is Yu-Gi-Oh! Shadal Showdown Structure Deck. And we have to mention that Hill & Oakland Strategies sent this to us again, so thanks. Yes, as Logan says, thanks to them and Konami for sending this to us. Logan's going to be opening it up. I'll kind of give you a little bit of information about it. The structure deck is 49 cards, and they are suggested retail prices $9.99. There are 39 commons, 7 super rares, 3 ultra rares, and of course you always get a beginner's guide and one double-sided deluxe game mat dueling guide as well. That's pretty common in the starter decks. So people that are new to the hobby can come in, or new to the game can come in and
use it as a starter deck.
Yep. So it's kind of nice. And these, of course, you get the whole set as soon as you buy the structure deck. So that's kind of nice as well, so they don't have to go out searching for cards.
And here's the beginner's mat, the playmat, which is one of the Link eras. It's got the two extra monster zones there.
Okay.
And it's got...
imagery is pretty nice.
Robotic gal, gal with blue hairs and her bottom being a piranha fish thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see these are the teeth, and
I see it there.
And green haired gal with her metal bird dragon thing.
That's kind of cool. And the paper mats, you can keep those and just put it in your files for an extra poster and bring them out occasionally. Or if you like them well enough, you can hang them up even as a poster, because they're pretty nice looking.
If you actually play the game and have people to play the game with in real life, you can also use it that way. But
True, that is true. All right, this says it is the rebirth of the Shadals. They were originally introduced in Duelist Alliance, so you can combine the Shadals to do flip effects and fusion monsters to surprise your opponent, powered by the incredible Shadal fusion spell card that lets you fusion summon using monsters in your deck. Shadals can summon Shadal fusion monsters of any attribute and stack up powerful graveyard effects at the same time. So that's kind of cool. They're kind of bringing a callback from a looks like older sets, so that's kind of cool. What do we got there? Logan just finished.
First off is one of the fusions, El Shadal Grista, and it's gold lettering and all of the foils.
Oh, gold lettering, all the foils. We had to print out a new sheet because we were getting confused, so hopefully this will help us figure it out. What type I know there's 7 ultra rares and 3, excuse me, 7 super rares and 3 ultra rares. So it has to be one of those two.
Well, I thought it was ultimate rare, so probably ultra rare then.
I don't know. You got the sheet.
Yeah. It's ultra.
Okay.
And it's got gold hair, reddish white armor. I'm not sure if that's a gal or a guy. Fiery string-like wings and a dragon or other winged beast in the background.
That's a cool card. Yeah. I like that one. I like the phoenix type wings behind the armored person. So that's cool.
Next is one of the ones from the El Shaddal Apkallon, the blue-haired gal with the sea monster as the bottom half.
Okay.
She has two heads, the human head and the...
I wonder if it's just the way the artwork's done, if she's riding the sea monster, or is she actually like part of it?
It looks like it's meant to be part of it.
Because the sea monster is mechanical in nature, looks like.
It looks like, but the... Yeah, it's pretty clearly she is...
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. It's kind of cool. I mean, I just didn't know if maybe she was just riding it, maybe her lower half of the body's inside, so you couldn't see it. But who knows? Okay, what's next?
El Shaddal Construct, another one. This one's looks pretty much robotic gal with a half long skirt and purple strings going around it.
Okay, what do we got?
That's the end of the fusion.
Oh, okay, features. That's the other one that's pictured.
Yep.
On the playmat. Kind of almost that looks like Egyptian, the way her haircut is, like the imagery from ancient Egypt.
Yeah, that's good. And the skirt is kind of like the Iron Maiden skirt, except the front's cut out.
That's true, it does. That's a cool card. I like that one. I like that one so far. That's the one I like. We'll see if something overtakes it.
Yep. Next is Quad Shaddal Chaos, and it's our first, well, effect monster, but not extra deck monster. Okay. And this one's, I think, a super rare. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a black, I'm not sure if it's armor that makes it look like it, but it's got sharp teeth and things. And it's bound in blue wire.
So the first three were the ultra rares then. Yeah. And these next
then
ones are
ultra the super rares.
Super rares. Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of cool with the black and gold. Black and gold always looks good together, though. That's a cool mixture. And the wings, okay.
Mm-hmm. Then Ree Shaddal Windy, which is a gal with sigil wings. Like there's those magic sigils that you see drawn upon the air acting as wings.
Huh. Let's see what that one looks like. That's okay. Weird. Basically, almost looks spirit-like. I don't know if they're actual wings.
They're not actually attached to her wings, but I'm pretty sure they're the things she's using to fly.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
Like magic sigils drawn in the air.
Right, that's what it looks like. Effects. I agree with you.
Nail Shaddal Ariel, which is a blue-haired gal in a fishy witch hat in a little dome of light or arc of light with black tendril things approaching her.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. What's next?
Resh Shaddal Incarnation, which has the... guy from two cards ago, or gal, or whichever.
That this one?
Yeah. Reaching up for a light being held back by those blue strings. Okay. That's neat. Oh, and we got another fusion monster. Still super rares. And it's the other of the three featured cards. El Shaddal Winda, which is a green-haired gal in purple dark armor with the dragon thing.
See what we got here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks kind of like a Chinese dragon mask on it.
Well, it almost looks like a griffin.
Kind of, yeah. That might be it.
So that's kind of cool. And I like she's kind of lost a little bit in the artwork to a degree because the griffin's so big and she's a little small. So hopefully they have another card of her that's more of her than... And if you hear bumps going around, we got stuff going on in the household, so... Yep. Apologize for that in advance, or if you've already heard some.
El Shaddal Shekinaga, which looks to be El Shaddal Construct, with there's half of her is white instead of black.
Okay.
And there's bandages of white and black on her.
Kind of like a mummy?
Not really, it's just on her little things in front of her.
Almost looks a little bit like, this is the same one that's here,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it? Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah,
cool.
There's a reason I chose the one where it goes, you are the doll in a box thing. And Shaddal Fusion. Still on the super rares, and we get one of the spell cards.
Okay.
It's got a wolf man looking demon and a winged and horned demon thing silhouettes and black gems.
Wolf man with black gems?
Wolf-ish silhouette. It's those two silhouettes in a spiral.
This is one that's definitely hard to explain. It kind of looks like if you remember the old cartoons, with a cat and a mouse kind of chasing each other, and they kind of go down a drain type looking thing. It almost is like what this looks like. Except one looks like a cat, one looks like a demon and a mouse.
And to be fair, most of the polymerizations have that two silhouettes draining towards the center.
Okay.
So, and now we're back to common cards.
The rest of them will be common, I bet. Probably. Let's see here. It said 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, that's 7. So that's the special cards, shiny cards out of these structure decks that we have here. Also, to make a quick mention that we did receive these before everything kind of closed down. Not sure when this is going to go up, but hopefully everything will kind of get semi back to normal. But if you can't buy the cards at the stores, because a lot of stores are closed right now, be sure to help out your gaming stores or your comic book stores if they have them, because the smaller businesses are going to have a tougher time now. And if they possibly have an online store, possibly order that way so you could get them in.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just want to wait everything out, because Konami's being hit with, just like everybody else, the printing presses, since their stuff is going to be delayed now. So this should be already out there. We did get this probably about a month ago, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Because we were doing the booster box, and that took some time. And then we had that movie secret edition, I believe, or special edition.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the structure deck now. So just remember that if you can. You might have to kind of think of alternate ways to get your cards at the moment.
And we never actually said which song we came in on, didn't we?
Oh, no, we did not. I guess we should. I apologize. Do you remember off the top of your head? So Much Confusion is the title.
Freaky Fusion is the movie it came from. Monster High, Freaky Fusion, So Much Confusion.
Yep, that's the one we came in on. And
chosen because fusion monsters.
There you go. We're going to fuse these monsters, so Logan liked it. So, and it fit pretty good. I liked
it. Yeah, it was. So,
but I like Monster High, too. I like the little Gashapon-sized ones.
Yep.
Don't have any of the 12-inch dolls. Yeah. I haven't really looked for them. Never bought them, but if I find them in, like, garage sales or something like that, maybe, but I really like the Gashapons.
Yeah. I've never actually seen much of anything about the actual show or anything, but I like the designs at least, so that's neat.
Yeah, the designs are pretty cool. What's next, dude?
Shadal Falco, which is a purple mechanical bird with puppet strings.
Ah, okay.
Little one.
Yeah, it is a little one, isn't it? Cool, okay.
Shadal Hedgehog, which is...
a hedgehog, okay, a bird and a hedgehog.
Exactly the same thing, except hedgehog. And it's got little electric spikes pointing at him, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. These are kind of dark, too. Yeah. So they're kind of not as easy to see the... You can, I'm not saying you can, but it's a darker image, though.
Yeah.
What's next?
Shadal Squamata.
Okay.
And this one... it's got gold armor, so that's the thing. And it looks kind of like a snake with...
okay, toke.
Or a lizard, sorry, because it does have the four legs. It's got a little wing thing on its back, but I'm not sure.
Hmm. Okay.
And a long tail. What was that one?
Quisadol...
Squamata, right?
Shadal Squamata. Okay. Looks almost like just a piece of jewelry, really.
Yeah.
Real fast, just some of the newer cards I believe that are supposed to be in here. I don't think we've run across them yet. It's supposed to be a Quashadal Kios.
That might have been one of the fusions.
Oh, that was one of the fusions? Okay, my bad. It's supposed to be a new Light Shadal with a special summon. Then you're supposed to have a Re-Shadal Windy, which is wind.
That one.
And a Neil Shadal Aerial, which is water. So we'll see. Logan thinks we had the... which one?
I think I might have been mistaken, because there's a few different ones.
I'm looking real fast. Oh, we have Winda, not Windy, though, unless it was a typo.
Re-Shadal Windy.
Here's the Re-Shadal Aerial, so we do have that. Oh, here's Windy. Okay, they're all part of the 7-card set of super rares, so unless there's some commons in there, too, of them.
So Shadal Dragon is next, and this dragon has... it almost looks like a lion head with a mane slicked back. But otherwise, it's a dragon with those purple and mechanical. It's got little electricity orbs in its joints. It looks like. Shadal Beast, which kind of tiger-like with a spike on its tail.
Okay,
Hound, which has gold armor again.
Hound. And, it looks like a hound. They're taking it pretty literal here. Okay.
Shadal Zephra Naga, which is a guy with wings, black and white and gold armor, and Oxhorn pauldrons on his knee. And
such. Okay, this one looks fairly bulky cool.
armor.
That looks a little cool.
Shadal Zephricor, which is half black, half white armor. It's just kind of paladin-ish armor. And he's got wings. I'm not sure how to describe that armor.
It's kind of like a knight's to a degree, but one, like you said, one's dark, one's white.
Yeah, it's literally half and half.
Huh. That's interesting. Okay, what's
randomly Black Luster Soldier Envoy of the Beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Black Luster Soldier? That's interesting.
Yeah. Hey, he's got green skin and the blue armor that's, well, you remember Black Luster Soldier, I remember. Probably. But,
yeah. Yep. Skinnier in this one, though. The other one,
I think it
kind of had him crouched down, didn't it?
Maybe, true.
So it might look bigger. Okay.
Yep. Cool. Lava Golem, which is a golem made of lava with a person in a cage attached to his belly.
Yep, sure he is. Different. Okay, next.
Dark Armed Dragon, which it looks more like a dragonoid human type thing. Hmm. And his tail is obviously mechanical, so that's weird.
Wow, that's okay.
Yeah.
Where's his head?
It's to that side of the image, the right, I guess.
Gotcha.
It's directly opposite his tail.
It's kind of in the background more than the foreground. So his back is almost to you.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So be aware of that one. If you're looking for it, you got to think it's a backward shot or you're looking at its back.
Yeah. And then Fairy Tale Sleeper, which is a sleeping cat lady in a puffy dress with bubbles.
Okay. That's more tuned kinda to me. Yeah. Uh-huh. Chibi. Cool. Okay.
Performage Trick Clown, which is a clown bouncing on a rubber ball with
Jonathan would not like it.
Riddler
That's
staff.
A itty bitty rubber ball.
Yeah, it is.
Jonathan would not like it if he was here.
Armageddon Knight. Which is
that's cool.
Kind of weathered knight with a red scarf.
Let's see what it got cool. here. Well, yeah, that's cool imagery. I like that one. Cool.
Next is Felis Lightsworn Archer, which is a green-haired cat girl with more on the human side than the cat side, and bow.
Okay. Oh, okay. So kind of makes you think of like a thief or something. Because I've seen some of those archetypes kind of in the fantasy world where they're more thieves. Because cat thief.
Yeah. Cat murder. Electromagnetic Turtle, which is a mechanical turtle with Essen on its undershell. That's the top of its undershell. And its tail has a horseshoe magnet on it.
Yeah, it sure does. Huh, that's different.
Mathematician.
Mathematician, go
or
for it.
Or Mathematician, because it does have that E in there. Old little guy with a staff that has, it looks kind of like a university graduation cap and gown bit on the topper with eyes on the topper. Just look at that topper to his staff.
It does. Looks like he's a professor. Yeah. That sets up on the stage. Yep. Cool.
Curry Bandit, which is a curry bow with an eye patch and a yellow bandana hat thing.
Okay, we've seen this image before.
Yeah, it was in the...
The
Karibo
Advent Calendar. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was thinking so. They had, that thing was full of Karibos.
Yeah, much preferred the previous Advent Calendar.
It worked, but yeah, it got a little repetitious. But
Pero Cerberus, which is, Cerberus mixed with a lizard and Frankenstein it a bit, or possibly toy it a bit. Cloth toy or a Frankenstein?
I would say toy, because it looks like stitches and the big old eyeballs. So it kind of looks like a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Curse of the Shadow Prison, which has purple armored guy with a staff getting absorbed by a shadow creature.
I think we actually got into our spell cards.
Yep.
Did our last monster card there with Perupio Cerebus. Huh, that was kind of cool. He's Curse of the Shadow Prison. Cool, okay.
Yep. El Shaddal Fusion, which has, I'm pretty sure, Winda being taken in by the Shaddals while her clanmate and her lion garden watch from the sidelines.
Yep. Well, again, another one facing backwards, but they're battling, looks like, or something. Okay.
Nef Shaddal Fusion, which has Winda getting absorbed into a gold test tube looking thing. There's numerous other test tube looking things and a weird spider-like thing, and also, you know, those things from Opart Hunter? The two things that were...
Vaguely.
It's got one of those in the very back.
Okay, I haven't seen... You'll
probably recognize it. It's in the very bottom of that, it looks like.
Huh.
From Opart Hunter, there's...
No, it's not ringing a bell right now. I remember watching reading it, but it's been a long, long time.
It's something from religion, I know that. I think it's supposed to be have the names of the angels or demons, archangels or archdemons or whatever, on the 13?
Oh, 12? You mean the jeweled stuff back in there?
Yeah.
Okay, kind of like a chakra symbol emblem?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, it's been too long since I've read Opart's Hunter.
Yeah, it's a religion thing that Opart's drew from, same as this one probably did, but yeah. Super polymerization, which is just a bright light with a spiral and white flecks of light.
That's pretty much it. Yep.
Instant fusion, which is, it looks like a ramen cup with fusion written on it and 1,000 as a price tag.
That makes me hungry, speaking of ramen.
Pay 1,000 life points, special summon a level 5 or lower fusion monster. That's,
you're right. Pretty much looks like a ramen cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allure of Darkness, which has a deck in the center with the blue light just coming from the top decks that are coming to you in a cloud of darkness. I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've looked at Allure of Darkness and actually looked to notice that deck, and it's actually a very neat detail.
True.
Foolish Burial, which has a hand with a shovel just rising out from the grave.
How'd he get the shovel?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but that's...
And I'm not sure how he's meant to be getting out of that grave with that shovel like that, yeah. Living Fossil, which has a dinosaur guy in a suit.
Okay.
Actual suit and top hat with a cane.
Oh my gosh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
That's almost funny.
Yep. Pot of Avarice.
I've heard of that, definitely Pot of Greed, but...
Yeah, it's one of the variants of Pot of Greed.
Okay.
Allure of Darkness is also one. It's a purple pot with a long tongue, gems for teeth, and snot running out of its nose.
Okay. Yeah.
And that is a pot.
That there's snot running out of its nose.
Yeah.
That is true.
Twin Twisters, which has two twisters going around and... messing with Magical Hats, Ancient Telescope, Monster Reborn, the Scapegoats, or Stray Lambs, sorry. And I'm not sure what the last one is meant to be. But it looks kind of like a Magatama lead.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a tornado.
It's one of the spell trap destruction things.
Magic Hat is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
It's also the first time I've looked at that and actually noticed all the different spell cards it's actually destroying in the card image. It's neat. Mm-hmm. Shadow Cores next with, there's a little metal thing at the very bottom, but there's also, it looks kind of like they're made of hair, but they're demonic worm type things.
Okay.
And then there's the El Shaddoll window monster in the, it's in the foreground, but it's small.
Kind of looks like hair, or it could be just their body. I don't know.
Yeah, it's their body, but it looks like it's hair-like.
Yeah, it does. True. Different. And we are started into the trap cards with that card, everybody.
Yep. And Sinister Shadow Games, which has the not Shaddoll version of Winda's Beast coming up to fight its shadow image. And then there's another dragon also that's fighting its shadow image.
Shadows all around.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peru Shaddoll Aeon, which has a person in bright, bright white armor with the Shaddoll strings attached, coming up against a big, maybe dragon type maybe thing. Dragon. It's human. It's got the humanoid form, but it's got a long neck with the horns on it, and it's got fire coming from it, I think.
Okay.
Interesting. I'd say mechanized dragon.
Maybe, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Okay.
Don't see the wings, but it's possibly there. Lost Wind, which has a person just looking into the forest with, I was going to say shadows, but it's not really. But yeah.
The way you stopped, it sounded like something else.
Yeah. A green light in the path ahead with darkness coming all around as a wind. Looks neat.
Okay. Yep. Cool. Dark forest.
Yeah. Unending Nightmare, which has... This is, I'm pretty sure, the Star Adjuster's little family unit. And the little sister's, I think, trying to use a dream catcher to help the brother. He seems partially possessed. And there's the little black cat, too. And yeah, he's looks like he's getting eaten by a little monster thing. You can see the eye of the monster around his area.
Kind of coming up from the floor.
Yeah.
Take it and... Okay.
Like a monster made of strings coming up and...
Yeah. It's kind of a darker card towards the bottom, too, but there's a lot of busyness in that one.
Yeah. It looks awesome, but that is a lot in one card. Necrofusion is next, and it's one of the silhouettes going, but it's much more detailed, and it's a dragon and a demon guy. And the dragon is a zombie, too.
Oh, we've seen this one before. It's
red and purple. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, that looked really familiar.
Mm-hmm. Subterror Succession, which has a red-haired guy accepting something from a, well, ancient dragonoid human guy. Looks old. He's got white hair and he's passing something.
Different.
Yeah.
Lizard-type creature.
Yeah. Humanoid? He's got the wings to make it a dragonoid human or humanoid dragon-type.
Okay.
And back to fusion monsters.
Okay.
El Shaddoll Wendigo, which is a gal and a mechanical dolphin behind her.
Was it Wendy or Wendigo?
Wendigo.
Huh. Okay. Oh, kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's cool. Okay.
El Shaddoll Anoyatilis, which is a gal with Shaddoll strings and all that, of course. And there's something on her that's weird. And it looks like she's got ice encasing most of her. And she's also got like the thing where you hold up your arms and there's a little cape thing there. Like flying squirrels or Batman.
Okay. Almost. If you look at the way the face is kind of bleached white, if it had was makeup, it almost looks like a geisha.
Kind of, yeah.
A futuristic type geisha that could probably kick your back all the way to there and back.
Yeah.
But kinda? That seems like what it was inspired from, maybe.
Yeah, I can see that. And a link monster to the end for Shaddoll Construct, which has a Shaddoll Construct in one of those gold things from the...
Right.
Yeah, from that fusion spell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is, her and that. And it's a link monster.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. So we've seen Construct 3 times. Shaddoll Construct, El Shaddoll Construct, and wasn't it Shekinaga that was the other one?
Possible. I don't have it in front of me, but that's all right. Cool. Yeah. And that's it?
Nice. Yep.
That is it. Okay, so we ended off with a couple other monsters on a fusion. All right, that's what that is, a fusion or link?
The blue one's link, the other two are fusion.
My bad. All right, just to do a few other things here. They do have some different artwork in this structured deck. They have cards El Shaddoll Construct is an ultimate art, as well as El Shaddoll Construct. Those are ultimate art cards that are different, so... That's kind of cool to see that, you know, they might be the same named cards, but it's different artwork.
I'm guessing one of those was supposed to be Shaddoll Constructs instead of two El Shaddoll Constructs, because I'm pretty sure we only had one actual El Shaddoll Construct, but you said El Shaddoll Construct and El Shaddoll Construct had alternate artwork. I'm guessing one of them was supposed to be just Shaddoll Construct, but...
Well, it just says like that one, then it goes in more in description, so that's my bad. Yep, sorry about that, guys. That's my fault.
It happens.
Yes. One of the things I'll have to admit, the card I like the best is Armageddon Knight. And it's not a shiny card for all you guys and girls out there that scream at me, you always pick shiny cards. Not all the time. Most of the time, maybe, but not all the time. We'll kind of let Logan go through some of these, see what he might like. Oops. And I'm trying to destroy them all. I have to say, my close second is the El Shaddoll Construct. The
fusion one.
The ultra rare. I do like that one. That's kind of nice. We'll put these back in order, roughly, except for my knight. Let Logan look through them. And again, just to let everybody know, this is a Let me see a 49 set deck. It is all here, so you don't have to go searching any booster packs for them. Again, it's 39 commons, 7 super rares, 3 ultra rares. Of course, you do get your beginner's guide and the double-sided deck. Plus the double-sided deluxe game mat / dueling guide. So you have that there. But these have been out. They are roughly $10 a box. And we definitely say, you know, if you can support your smaller businesses during this time and they have a website that you could order from, you might think about doing that for them. If you happen to go into the big box stores, that's fine too. I know some places that's all you have that you can get some of the Yu-Gi-Oh card products. So we're not saying anything bad about that either. And definitely want to say thank you again to Hill & Knowlton Strategies through Konami for sending us the packs. That was definitely something they've been helping and supporting us with for the last few years. So we definitely appreciate them helping us out. I see one little card that's on your desk that I want to look at.
Oh, it's a dueling little card or something. It's a, like, look at the back.
It's an advertising deal for Duel Links, but to be honest,
it's pretty neat, yeah.
That's almost my favorite card of the box. Just because it has the white background and it has Yugi Kaiba, and you're going to have to tell me what the other one.
I'm pretty sure he's one of the movie villains.
Okay.
I think.
But to me, that's the neatest image I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Well, I'll admit I was tempted by the two I noticed things that I hadn't before of, and the
Ruh-roh.
Unending Nightmare. I think I'll decide on Nail Shaddoll Ariel, which is also another one that you can see is that thing that I was confused by earlier that she was in. That's another of the little things from the Nef Shaddoll fusion card.
Oh, kind of looks like a cocoon.
Yeah, it basically is a scientific cocoon that they get corrupted into their Shaddoll forms from.
Cool. Okay. Cool, coolio.
Nice.
I think that's pretty much going to wrap it up. We went through the whole structure deck there. We want to leave out with one song from Jonathan Colton and his YouTube channel entitled Creepy Doll, because these were primarily Shaddolls.
Yep.
So.
And if I remember correctly, most of the fusion monsters and such are actually basically based off of monsters from other archetypes but turned into a shadowy, more mechanical nature. So yeah,
okay, cool, gotcha.
Like, so I know the Winda is definitely from a different archetype.
So there you go, that's why Logan chose this last song. So if you'd like to support him after you listen to this little bit of the song, you can go to his YouTube page, Jonathan Colton. We'll definitely have the references down below so you can look it up on YouTube as well.
Yep.
Okay, I think that's going to do it. Like we said, we enjoyed having fun going through this structure deck. Again, it was entitled Shaddoll Showdown. We've had fun. Hope you've had fun. We'll catch you on the flip side. Bye.
Bye.
Now it's late and you head downstairs, because you just can't sleep, so you make some tea. And the doll disapprovingly asks if you really need that much honey. You decide that you've had enough, and you lock the doll in the wooden box. You put the box in the fireplace next to your bag of big city money. As the smoke fills up your tiny room, there's nothing you can do. Far too late, you see the one inside the box.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.